Okay, welcome. Great to have you with us. I thought we were going to just start doing this a little bit more and more, and where we just bring some people onto Zoom, share a few things with them, and this one here is all around how to be able to engage with your networks, create conversations, create opportunities, pretty much just take the money off the table, because at the moment I can guarantee that you've got so much sitting there that we're probably not even aware of, just simply because we're not engaging with our networks well enough. So that's what I want to be able to get through with you guys, spend sort of 25, 30 minutes and get you nice and clear, create a bit of a plan for you on what you can do, how you can do it, and you can start implementing that pretty much straight away. I'm going to leave you guys on mute just for now so we don't get background noise while we do some of the teaching part. And then from there, we can jump in and get some questions answered and make sure that you're clear on where you want to go and what you want to do. So let's do this. As you should be able to see my screen, probably a great idea to grab pen and paper also. Teacher in me does an awful lot of drawing while we explain. I think we learn much better through visuals. So that is sort of my way of being able to teach and make sure you can get the most out of it. So I want to start off here and just simply just draw out a little bit of a blueprint, but more importantly, talk about the 9 accelerators that we want to be using, building into our business day in, day out to be able to help us grow our business through referrals and partnerships. So I'm not an artist. Don't worry about the drawing if that is your biggest hang up on here, but it needs to change. Let's just worry about what we're actually going to talk about. So to us, it's about how do we grow our business without having to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars every month on traditional marketing, on ad spend. Okay? And we do that through 3 key ways. How do we get more referrals into the business? How do we use our networks more effectively? And how do we create partnerships to leverage? So in each of those 3 areas, there are 3 key accelerators. We've got 9 accelerators in total. So in the referral side of things, it's about how do we build referral sources? It's about how do we create joint ventures and affiliates? And it's about how do we systemize client referrals? So if we can do those 3 things really well, we're always going to have a flow of referrals coming into our business. So then we've got 3 accelerators within the network side. We're going to focus on this area today. So those 3 accelerators are, we need to be able to firstly grow our networks with perfect people. Most of the time we don't create the opportunities or we don't engage with our networks well enough because we just don't have the right people in there. It's just not worth the time, the effort to actually engage with our networks, because we're speaking to people who can't partner with us, can't buy from us, won't open doors for us. Really, they're just a number. Then we've got to make sure that we maintain engagement. So if we maintain engagement with our networks, good things will always happen. But it's consistency. It's not about, oh, well, I'll just do it when I've got some time. It's about, it's something that gets done day in, day out without fail. So we actually have indicators, performance indicators around how much engagement we want to happen every week. We have a number of how many people are we starting chats with every week within our networks. That's how important I see engagement. Then the last accelerator there is around start conversations. If you go off the premise, as I do, nothing can happen without a conversation. In anything in life, nothing can happen without a conversation. So conversations equals opportunities. So when you go off conversations equals opportunities, well, how many conversations do you want to start? because every conversation can lead to an opportunity. Okay, within the partnership accelerators, the three big accelerators we would talk about there are make sure that we leverage access through partnerships. So right now, you have organizations, clubs, associations, places which allow you to be able to leverage access en masse. Hey, Nikki, I'm just going to put you on mute. And we'll just so we can just keep on going without any background noise, that you're on. So through partnerships, we can leverage access so that we don't have to do things one by one by one by one. Like getting one referral a day, yeah, that's nice. But imagine if you could make 5 sales, 10 sales, 50 sales. Sure, that might create a whole nother problem that you've got to deal with. But I reckon that's a pretty good problem to have to deal with. Okay, so that's the first accelerator, leverage access. The next one is fill your CRM. So your CRM is your customer relationship management system. Every day we need to be putting people into our CRM. And if we're not putting people into our CRM, it's like, well, what are we doing? Because unless you have people in your CRM, you don't have an audience. And if you don't have an audience, you don't have anyone to sell to. So it's pretty simple. Like with our partnership club tribe, they need to be putting 15 to 20 people a day into their CRM. That's partnership club standard. Whether you need that many sales or not is irrelevant. What you do need is your business having data. So you've probably heard many a times before that the more data you have, the more sellable and more worth your business is. So if you put 500 people a month into your CRM, but you only need to make 3 or 4 sales, that's fine. Don't just put 3 or 4 people into your CRM, because unfortunately you never control when someone is ready to buy. So you need to have hundreds of people in your CRM every month so that you can get that 5, 10% who are ready for a solution right now to be coming back to you. So that's why filling your CRM is so important. And the quickest way to fill your CRM is through partnerships. So then the last accelerator is about getting mass exposure. We live in a world today where it's unbelievably brilliant. You don't have to pay tens of thousands of dollars to be on a bus, to be on bus stops, to be on TV, to be on radio. We've got channels with technology these days where we can do all of that for free. Yet we just don't utilize it to the extent that we need to. Now, I love speaking to my own people, my people in my own networks, but I also love it when I speak to people who didn't even know we existed, because we get promoted into other people's networks. And that's what you can be doing through partnerships, getting people to be able to share your social platforms, your content, and therefore you get into other people's networks and you get seen by other people. So they're the 9 accelerators that we want to focus in on and build into our business. Finding referral sources so we can get more referrals, creating joint ventures, systemizing client referrals. We'll all ensure that we are having structures to be able to get more referrals into our business. So we're going to focus in on here today, using our networks more effectively. So I'm going to focus in on all these 3 accelerators and touch on them so that we can see how to be able to use our networks nice and effectively. And then we've got the accelerators around how do we do things with partnerships so that we can leverage en masse. That's partnerships is about leverage. Referrals is about slow, steady, one by one by one by one, which is not a problem. And I think you need both. When I look at all 7 businesses that we've grown and sold 6 of them along the way, every business has got through the threshold of it just sitting on the fine line because of partnerships, because we've gone out and we've leveraged into an association or a club or a person that has all of our clientele. And all of you have those sorts of people out there. We've just got to identify who has all of your people. Okay, that's where I just wanted to start with knowing that there is a framework of accelerators and where we're going to focus in on today around our networks and around our engagement. So why is using our network so important? People know people is probably the most basic premise of why we want our networks. So right now, we've got Paul, Dean, Kerry, Nikki, Taylor here with me. I would classify as all part of my A network. I know each person, I could reach each person, I could directly communicate with each person. So they're part of my A network. Now, most of the time, we don't even do a great job of staying engaged with our A network, let alone what our A network could do for us. So I could ask Paul, Dean, Nikki, Kerry, Taylor, hey, I'm looking for an XYZ. Would you happen to know anyone like that in your network? And if you do, then I can be introduced to them. And that becomes my B network. So you can reach your B network through your A network. But your A network is never going to open doors for you, help you, create opportunities for you, unless we enhance our relationships with them. And it's not hard to enhance relationships. We'll get to that very shortly. So if we just simply went in our A network, let's just go, we've got 250 active people, people that we can reach out to. We know if we send them a message, they'll respond. They're active people. So 250 by 250, that would mean in our B network, we could reach like 64,000 people. Now, generally, I go out to the C network, which gives us like 16 million, but there's just no need at the moment. Because if you had 64,000 people that you could reach, touch base with, your business would just be through the roof. So let's focus in on what we can do with our A network to start getting some introductions to our B network. So what makes somebody actually want to work with us, help us, open doors for us, create opportunities for us within our network? What are those key things? Well, the first thing is we need to be remembered. So if we're not being remembered, it's very hard for the other person to then do anything for us. Now, I don't think people go out of their way on purpose to forget you, but life's busy. We're being pulled in every single direction. So the person that is more front of mind is always going to be remembered more. And that's just as simple as what it is. So we say to our guys, hey, it only takes 45 days before you're forgotten. So every 45 days, we want to be making sure that we're staying front of mind of our network. We'll get to that soon of how to be able to do that. The second big thing, other than just being remembered, is what is the relationship like? You will see shortly that there are a couple of different types of relationships. And you need to make sure that we go from a transactional relationship to a care and engage relationship. So a lot of the time that can happen through personal engagement. And hence, we have a personal engagement plan. We'll get to that a little bit later. So for your A network to want to do things for you, you need to be remembered. You need to have the right sort of relationship. And finally, you need to want to help them. When we come from the position of how can I help you? How do I add value to you? Rather than what are you going to do for me? All of a sudden, the game completely changes in how you use your networks. And to me, That is about creating a culture and how you are being seen. So with that in mind, let's look at this. Let's draw this out. So we all have a network. Your network is made up of everyone who is in your on your social media platforms, everyone that is currently a client, everyone that is a prospect, everyone that is a past client, everyone that sits in your CRM, everyone that sits in your phone, everyone that you have a business card for, everyone that is a staff, employee, distributor, I think we get the picture. Everyone around you is part of your network because everyone around you knows someone that could open doors. And therefore, that's why you've got to see them as that. So your mum, dad, brothers, sisters, auntie, uncles, nieces, cousins. Yeah, a lot of the time we don't see them as part of our network. But they also know people. And you just don't know who they know unless you treat them as part of your network. But the majority of the time, we want to focus in on our social platforms, our clients, our prospects, our past clients, our CRM, our phone, the events we go to and meet people. They're all part of our network. So, for, I reckon, 98% of people, this is the relationship, and therefore this is the problem. Your network sees you as a transaction. The only time you talk to them is when you go, how can you help me? What are you going to do for me? Do this for me. Buy this from me. And it's all about you. Well, it only takes so many times of someone thinking, oh, Taylor again, before they go unsubscribe, delete, block, remove. So we've got to be able to get the right relationship and be remembered in the right way because we are creating the right culture and being seen as a help rather than a hindrance. So we don't need to be seen as a transaction. What we need to is we need to show our network that we actually care about them, that we've got a care relationship. We need to personally engage with our networks. If the only thing you ever send your network is this boring newsletter every 30 days that talks about how good you are, well, I'd probably tune out pretty quickly too. So from caring to personally engaging, this is now when your networks will be quite happy to create opportunities for you. And obviously, that's what we want our networks to be able to do. So there's a couple of things that we put in place that's going to help here. From the care point of view, we can use the front of mind plan. From a personal engagement point of view, we use the PEP, personal engagement plan. And from an opportunities point of view, we use the conversation plan. So we are Partnership Club Tribe, but we've got three simple plans that ensure that we're being remembered, seen, and creating the right relationship. We're making sure that people know that we care about them. We're personally engaging with these people so that therefore they understand that we're about helping them and that we actually want some sort of relationship with them, positive one. And therefore, let's work out how do we create opportunities to be able to help one another rather than just doing care and engage, which doesn't lead to anything. Well, that's a waste of time. We need the third factor where we can actually ensure that something is taking place. Okay. So when I bring us back then to the nine accelerators, this is all about how do you do Accelerator 5, maintain engagement, and how do you do Accelerator 6, create conversations? Because when you do those two things, now you're going to be utilizing your networks effectively. And these are the things that happen when you do that. You end up getting more exposure. More people just naturally now see you and remember you. Therefore, more people talk about you. Amazes me every day where people will shoot me a message, go, oh, so-and-so just had brought up your name. I thought I'd better reach out. So-and-so said you need to be on our podcast. We've got this event coming up. Could you come and speak to it? Because so-and-so had you at their event and thought it was amazing. See, all of that sort of good stuff happens when you do those two accelerators with your networks. But it also ensures that you create opportunities. Do your clients refer business to you all the time without you having to ask? If the answer is no, it might not be because they don't want to. It might be because they're just simply not remembering you. You're not their focus at the moment. Do your referral partners create opportunities for you? It might not be because they don't want to. It might be because they're not remembering you. So a lot of these two accelerators influence so many of the other accelerators also, and it's why it's so important. Just before I get into the plans, if you would like, we've got a bunch of different plans that we can help people with. If you'd like help creating a plan, I just want you to throw into the chat box. So you'll find the chat box here. Just throw into the chat box and just go plan, please. And Taylor, who's on here, who's part of our team, she helps look after our networks and in particular you guys. She'll just shoot you a message and you can find a time. We're happy to jump on and create a plan on how you can use these 9 accelerators rather than just using Accelerator 5 and 6. You've got to be able to build all 9 accelerators into your business. So if you'd like help creating a plan, just get to the chat box and just go plan and we can help get that organized. Okay, let's look at some of these front of mind personal engagement plans. They're the two I'm going to focus in on. So the front of mind plan is there to be able to show your networks that you care. The personal engagement plan is there to show your networks that you want to engage with them. So from a front of mind plan perspective, you could do things such as like, comment, share on your network social media posts. You could invite people to things that you are going to. It doesn't matter whether they come or not, it's the act of inviting. You could connect people in your network. So you've got one person who does something, another person who does something, you know there could be good synergies, bring them together. You could be promoting or announcing things that people in your network have on. You could be sharing that sort of stuff. Everything we do from a front of mind perspective is how do we make sure that people in our network feel warm and fuzzy. How do we do things from a front of mind perspective that shows our network that we're paying attention and that we care about their things? Now, you know just as well as I do when somebody makes you feel good, when somebody goes out of their way to help you, what do? You go out of your way to help them. It's just human behavior, right? Law of reciprocity. So if you knew that if you went out of your way to make 10 people feel good, that they would probably create an opportunity for you, how many times would you do it a day? Right? Yet most of the time, we don't value this sort of activity enough. We don't see it as money generating. In fact, it's probably more money generating than probably 90% of the activities you're currently doing. Right? That's why it is an A activity for us. We know that the more front of mind we are of our network and the more engaged we are of our network, the more opportunities we create with conversations, that the more great stuff happens. And what I want you to realize is great stuff does not necessarily mean a sale. Sure, that is one great stuff. But if you had people in your network that opened doors that got you 5 sales somewhere else, you'd take that every day of the week. If you had people in your network that would promote various things to help fill your CRM, you take that every day of the week. So don't think that this is purely just about sales. I think that's just too narrow-minded thinking. If you simply follow this as a rule, so you've all heard 80-20 rules. So if you simply go that 20% of your network will buy from you. So therefore, what else are you doing with the other 80%? For most people, they're doing nothing. It's a complete waste to them. I go, why? That doesn't have to happen. Because the other 80% could be creating opportunities for you to create sales elsewhere. And now we're using 100% of our network effectively. Yet 99% of people on this planet only get to ever have 20% of their network used effectively, because all they ever focus on is buy. Where's my next sale? So I know we've got people in our network that might never need us. And that's absolutely fine. But they do a great job of opening doors for us. They do a great job of promoting us. They're always talking about us to other people. They're probably creating more business for us than what they probably would be worth to us as an individual. And that has to be the thinking. Your mindset has to be, how do I use 100% of my network, because I'm focused on buy, partner, door opener. And everyone in my network can be one of those three people. So therefore, doing these plans are so important. Okay, so that's from a front of mind perspective. We tell our guys, hey, don't do any more than 10 minutes. So a front of mind plan is a 10-minute block. We do it every day, but depending on how busy you are, you might do it 3 times a week, twice a week. If you're not very busy at all, then you do it 7 times a week. But it's simply a 10-minute block of doing front-of-mind activities. This isn't about engagement yet. This is about showing that we care. Then, from a personal engagement point of view, it generally is a 30-minute block. And again, depending on how busy you are, if your sales funnel is empty, you need to be doing this every day. If it's half full, probably 3-4 times a week. If it's very full, at least once, twice a week still, because you don't want it to become empty and then you go, oh, now I've got to do it. It's too late. You got to be doing it while times are good. Therefore, you keep times good. So from a personal engagement point of view, we want to do the following. 10 how are you emails. So just simply out to our networks. Subject line, hope all is well. Hi, Nikki. Was just thinking of the other week. Thought I'd reach out, say hello. Hope all is going great in your world. Talk soon, Michael. That's it. That is the only message that is needed, because the whole purpose of personal engagement is to engage, to see the people who would like to come back and start conversations with us. If you send how are you emails and you try to sell, we miss the whole point. You're not engaging. Your focus is on buy. And therefore, you just annoy people. So why do we not do this more often? Because most of the time we've got such dreadful language around it that we know that we're trying to sell to them and therefore we don't want to do it. Well, let's change the language and purely be there for the other person. So we send 10 how are you emails. We send 10 how are you social media messages. So this is the part where I need to just get your agreement. When you see our how are you emails and our how are you social media messages to you, please just play along. Sure, you know what's happening, but just play along with us. Okay, so if we send you a hi, Paul, just saw your face pop up here. Love to know how things are going. Yeah, we're doing personal engagement plan, but we actually do want to know how things are going. So play along. Don't go, oh, I know what you're doing, Michael. No, I actually do want to know. So that has to be your agreement in knowing this, that you're still going to play the game with us and you're going to still talk to us. Otherwise, we're not going to have anyone to talk to. I'm just going to assume that that's a yes. Thank you. Send 10 how are you SMSs. So if you don't want to do that off your phone or you want to do that in bulk, we can do that in bulk. We use smsbroadcast.com.au. And we can send 10 SMS messages in 5 seconds. You could, I'll put an asterisk here because you've got to create the culture first. You could do 3 how are you phone calls. Now you can't do that unless your network is used to and understand that that's part of what you do. Because when they do understand that, this is just so powerful. So you've just got to teach your network that, hey, don't be surprised if I just give you a call and say hi and see how things are going. Because most of the time when someone gets a phone call, what do they believe is going to happen? They're going to get sold to. Right? So we've got to remove that. That's the wall and the fear that we're going to sell to them. No, we're not. We're just reaching out to actually see how things are. Sure, good things will always happen from a phone call, but it's not our purpose. So it's about doing this with the right purpose. Okay? Then you can do 2 handwritten cards. So when you think, like, that's 35 engagements, and if you leave out the phone calls, it's 32 personal engagements to your network in a 30-minute block. And I can just about guarantee that we waste 30 minutes somewhere that we could quite easily replace it with this. Because if you engage with 32 people, even 3 times a week, so that's like 100 people you've engaged with, there is no possible way that you can't have great stuff happening in your business. Just no possible way. So why don't we do it? Because we just don't value or see this as an activity that makes us money. Where in fact, this makes you more money than probably anything else you're doing right now. And we just know that as fact. Okay? So they're the 2 different plans. When we look back at what helps us create opportunities. showing our networks that we care about them and then personally engaging with them allows us to have conversations with them. And nothing happens without a conversation. So by doing those two plans, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, you are always going to be creating opportunities for your business. What does it cost you? A total of 40 minutes for the day. That's what it's costed you. That is how we effectively and efficiently engage with our networks, and we get our networks being able to do things with us, for us, create opportunities. So when we talk about our five channels, so within our $1 million referral system, we talk about our five channels, our five marketing channels. And one of those channels is the end channel, the networks channel. Well, that's how we use that channel so effectively. Sure, we've got a whole bunch of network scripts that we also use. We've got about 10 network scripts that we rotate through on a weekly basis over the course of a month. But in essence, it's getting your networks through the underlying things that I just went through to be able to then help fill your CRM. And that is all about how do we create our audience so that in the end, we've got the ability to be able to do all these other things, but the bottom line, help grow and make more sales. And that's how we use the end channel. Okay, phew, time flies. Let me do this. People who have been watching this as a recording, thank you so much for watching this as a recording. You can always reach out, michael@referralmarketingguru.com.au, with any questions you have, or if you want a help creating a plan after watching this recording, then again, reach out to michael@referralmarketingguru.com.au and just say, please help me with a plan, and we can get that organized for you.